Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska House of Representatives continue to struggle to arrange leadership for the body, slowing legislative work to a halt at least until Monday. At that time, lawmakers will attempt to meet again to appoint leadership. The House met for a floor session Thursday that lasted just 4 minutes. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer, who currently presides till a speaker will be chosen, asked for a speaker pro tempore to be appointed. 10 seconds went by until Meyer said,
"Today is to is for nominations. In order for Speaker Pro Tem of the House, is there any nominations for Speaker Pro Tem of the House?" Okay, not everyone stand at once here.
Transcribed audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Because no decision was made, Anchorage Representative Chris Tuck asked that Meyer adjourn till Monday, January 25th at 11 a.m.
Representative Tuck.
Lieutenant Governor, I move that the House stand adjournment until Monday, January 25th at 11 a.m.
Okay, there is a motion to adjourn to Monday at 11 a.m. Any objections? Okay, seeing, hearing none, we stand adjourned till Monday, 11 a.m.
In a related story, on Thursday, the Alaska House Coalition released a statement reaffirming their commitment to protect the permanent fund by spending a sustainable amount of the fund's earnings reserve. In a press release, they said, "Our coalition's founding principle is that the permanent fund belongs to as much future generations as it does to Alaskans today. The only way to achieve this goal is by adhering to a fiscally conservative management approach to the use of the fund's earnings. This approach is critical to ensure that the legislature doesn't spend beyond its means, endangering essential services and future dividends." A resolution requesting the U.S. Secretary of Commerce to declare a commercial fishery resource disaster due to the 2020 failure of the Upper Cook Inlet commercial sockeye salmon fishery was discussed at the most recent Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. The request is based on low returns, harvests, and the reduced size of sockeye salmon in the commercial drift and set net gill net commercial salmon fishing industry. Vice President Brent Johnson.
Bottom line is that last season was a disaster for set netters on the east side of Cook Inlet. And so this piece of legislation will ask for the federal government to declare that a disaster. Legislation will be sent to the United States Secretary of Commerce, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, and U.S. Representative Don Young, and Governor Michael Dunleavy.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce shed insight on the resolution.
And really what we're looking for is two things. Look at the science that we're doing, hopefully, and secondly, give some dollars relief to these folks that make a living in the fisheries. We sent a disaster declaration request to our governor, and we've yet to hear any response from our governor. And so in the code, the federal reg, there is a provision. As I understand it, there's a practice or an avenue for communities like ours, such as ours, to bypass the governor, copy the governor certainly on it, but send it directly to Washington for consideration, and that's what we're doing.
The specific numbers found in the report from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly can be found on our website at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.